So today class will be given by His Grace Chakravarti Prabhuji on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, 8th Chapter, 57th verse onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Yes, Mataji, I am there.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Dhanvach Pranam Algo, Mr. Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much, Prabhu, for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll hand out the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So today we are discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 8. Dhruva Maharaj leaves home for the forest, text 57. So I'll just recite the text, read the translation and purport, then read the Mangalacharan and start the discussion. स्वेच्छावतार चरित अचिंत्य निज मायया करिष्यति उत्तम श्लोक तध्याये दृढ़ गमम दृढ़दम गमम. Translation. My dear Dhruva, besides worshipping the deity and chanting the mantra three times a day, you should meditate upon the transcendental activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His different incarnations as exhibited by His Supreme Will and Personal Potencies. Purport. Devotional service comprises nine prescribed practices: hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping, serving, offering everything to the deity, etc. Here, Dhruva Maharaj is advised not only to meditate on the form of the Lord, but to think of His transcendental pastimes in His different incarnations. Mayavadi philosophers take the incarnation of the Lord to be in the same category as the ordinary living entity. This is a great mistake. The incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not forced to act by the material laws of nature. The word Swechha is used here to indicate that He appears out of His supreme will. The conditioned soul is forced to accept a particular type of body according to his karma, given by the laws of material nature under the direction of the Supreme Lord. But when the Lord appears, He is not forced by the dictation of material nature. He appears as He likes by His own internal potency. The purport is little long, so I would request you may need to focus and put little more concentration. But when the Lord appears, He is not forced by the dictation of material nature. He appears as He likes by His own internal potency. That is the difference. The conditioned soul accepts a particular type of body, such as body of a hog, by his work and by superior authority of material nature. But when Lord Krishna appears in the incarnation of a boar, he is not the same kind of hog as an ordinary animal. Krishna appears as Varaha Avatar, in an expansive feature which cannot be compared to an ordinary hog's. His appearance and disappearance are inconceivable to us. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly said that He appears by His own internal potency for the protection of the devotees and annihilation of the non-devotees. A devotee should always consider that Krishna does not appear as an ordinary human being or ordinary beast. His appearance as Varaha Murti or a horse or tortoise is an exhibition of His internal potency. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita Abhi. One should not mistake the appearance of Lord as a human being or a beast to be the same as birth of an ordinary conditioned soul, who is forced to appear by laws of nature, whether as an animal, as a human being, or as a demigod. This kind of thinking is offensive. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had condemned the Mayavadi as offensive to the Supreme Personality of Godhead because of their thinking that Lord and the conditioned living entities are one and the same. Narada advises Dhruva to meditate on the pastimes of the Lord, which is as good as meditation of concentrating one's mind on the form of the Lord. As meditation on any form of Lord is valuable, so is chanting of different names of the Lord, such as Hari, Govinda and Narayana. But in this age, we are specially advised to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra as enunciated in the Shastra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalataya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dudati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sadrajatam Sahagana Raghunathamitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Vitamsya Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishthaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurutushe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Harite Vancha Kalpataru Vishya Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namonamaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we are continuing this discussion on how Dhruva, being insulted by stepmother, becomes very angry and goes to his mother, and then eventually leaves the house to go to forest. The purpose of going to forest is to find Lord Vishnu so that he can ask the greatest kingdom in the entire universe, much greater than Lord Brahma's kingdom, from Lord Vishnu. Because if the kingdom has to be bigger than Lord Brahma's kingdom, the person who can reward this kind of kingdom has to be bigger than Lord Brahma. Anyone bigger than Brahma in the universe is Vishnu. So it's very logical that Dhruva goes to Vishnu. He was not a devotee that time, but it was a logical understanding. Okay, Vishnu can give. Okay, let me go. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturveda bhajante mam guna sakritana arjuna artho arthati jigyasu jnani cha bharatar shabha. That Arjun, four kind of pious people, they come to me. And there are four kinds of impious people who don't come to me. So out of these four pious people, even if you want money, you want relief from stress or distress condition, come to Krishna. And Krishna says, they are magnanimous souls. They are coming to me. And our acharyas, and especially Srila Prabhupada, preaching to the people of Kali, most degraded population, he has told so many times, even if you want material benefit, you come to Krishna. Why we should go to anyone else? A wife or a child, whatever they want, wife. Wife will come to husband and she will not go to neighbor. She is a chaste wife. A child will not go to any other, but he will go to his own father if he wants anything.
So Prabhupada says, even if you have material desire, come to Krishna. You are a pious soul. So in India, we see so many thousands of people, they come to temples. Thousands. Here in ISKCON Juhu, we have like, you know, more than 10,000 every day. And on weekends goes to 50,000, 60,000, 70,000 per day. So many people are coming. So they are pious souls. They may come with any desire, but they are coming to Krishna. So this is why Dhruva goes to Vishnu. He is directed by his mother to go to Vishnu. And on the way he meets Narada Muni, and Narada Muni is testing Dhruva. And finally when Dhruva passed the test, he is given this process to practice Krishna consciousness. And in the process he gives, Narada gives him mantra, and then he says about the form of the Lord. The Lord. Deity worship. Now, in today's verse, Narada Muni is saying, you worship deity and also chant mantra three times a day. This three times a day, mantra in scriptures means Gayatri. That is why. Gayatri we chant three sandhyam, yashastri sandhyam. So, this three sandhyam means three times when the sun is moving from one, you know, one place to another place, the movement happens of sun, that is called sandhya. So three times. But then he is saying, apart from that, what you do is meditate on the pastimes of the Lord. And then our Srila Prabhupada, as always, he knows that people of Kali Yuga cannot even meditate on pastimes. So what they can do is, chant Hare Krishna. That's why in the end, Prabhupada says. So we'll discuss what Prabhupada is telling in the first paragraph. He talks about Krishna's appearance and birth of ordinary soul. So when Krishna appears, he appears Swechha Avatara, Swechha. According to his own sweet, independent will, he appears. Now, whether he appears in the form of a boar, or a horse, or a tortoise, or even a microbe. Because Prabhupada says Krishna is appearing in all the species. So, Krishna may appear somewhere in microbe, someone in vegetables also. Krishna appears. Now, because the factor which is important is own will. This is not important which form. Krishna has his original form of Shyam Sundar. But he can take any of the forms. If he can create forms for living entities, why he cannot create form for himself? So when Krishna was in Dwarka, and he wanted to wind up his leela. So this hunter Jara, he shoots an arrow which comes and hits Krishna's thumb, and Krishna leaves the body there and he goes back. So Krishna left one body there. So Prabhupada is saying, what is so? So Mayavadi says, see, Krishna is also in Maya. That is why Krishna has to leave this body. So Prabhupada says that these foolish people are talking like this, but they do not know if Krishna can create millions and billions of bodies for conditioned soul, can he not create one body for himself? It's like a tailor is stitching clothes for so many people. Will he not stitch one cloth for himself? Can he not do that? So Krishna created one material body and left it there. Looks like him. So as to bewilder the demoniac people further, Krishna does that. Now, that also is the important factor is Krishna does by his own will. This is very important. any conditioned soul cannot do anything by his own will, what to talk of taking birth and deciding the time and moment of death? Even if someone will say, okay, some freedom I have, I'm doing something, I have the freedom, I can commit suicide, that also Krishna's intervention is required. And then after one commits suicide, because it's a sinful activity, it's a crime, so then he'll be punished in next life. But birth, nobody in the world can say, I can control my birth. You may take birth in a family of a beggar, or you may take birth in the family of President of America, doesn't matter. You cannot control your own birth. You are given birth based on our own previous actions, karmana and devanatrena. By the intervention of Prabhupada, this is the higher material energy. So we are given birth. A soul is given birth, but he does not know what kind of body he will get. He will get human being, the body of a man or a woman, American or Indian or African, or animal, or birds, or reptiles, or microbes. He cannot control. Nobody can decide who will be my father in next birth, who will be my mother in next birth. But Krishna can. That is why Lord Kalki, who is supposed to appear after 427,000 years, 427,000 years from today, will Lord Kalki appear, and his father's name is already mentioned. So Krishna has already decided who will be my father. Now who can do that? So this is a major difference. We'll talk about the form also, but Prabhupada is talking about here that Krishna does everything on his own will, and conditioned soul does not or cannot do anything on his own will. This is what we have to understand. So, Krishna's will, Krishna is called Satya Sankalpa. His one of the name is Satya Sankalpa. So when Krishna thinks of something, he just gives a thought and that happens. Like even in Bible it says, Jesus said, Lord said, "There, let there be light." So there was light. Let there be, you know, the universe, creation, it was there. Even in scripture. Krishna just have to think and the creation will take place. That is Satya. Whatever he says or he desires, that happens. He does not even have to say. He just have to desire. So Krishna or any incarnation of Krishna, just by desire, the things manifest. Now the devotees in the spiritual world, they also desire and things happen. In spiritual world, if you go, and I haven't been to spiritual world, but I have read in the scriptures. So it is mentioned that, you know, if a devotee desires to serve Krishna and he wants to give mango fruit, ripe, fresh, sweet mango fruit to Krishna, and he goes to any tree. Doesn't matter whether it's a mango tree or a coconut tree. The tree, if that devotee desires to serve Krishna, that tree will give mango. So does that mean that devotee in spiritual world are also having same power as Krishna? No, not in tattva. In rasa, devotees are bigger than Krishna. Like Srimati Radharani, no, she has upper edge. But in tattva, devotees are servants of Krishna. So when a devotee is so dear to Krishna, it's so dear that when they desire anything, Krishna intervenes and immediately fulfills their desires. immediately. So that kind of independence or power is given to devotees. Srila Prabhupada writes in first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna is supremely independent. Krishna is supremely independent, and Krishna's devotees are supremely independent in executing the will of Krishna. Krishna is supremely independent, and Krishna's devotees are also supremely independent. Why they are supremely independent? In executing the will of Krishna. Like Srila Prabhupada, supremely independent. He showed, he exhibited his behavior. Whatever he wanted, he did. Nobody can stop him. Nobody could stop him. And whatever we see, the obstacles and all that, that was a part of Leela. Leela for Srila Prabhupada and teachings for us. Whatever happens in the life of Pandavas, it was Leela for them, teachings for us. Prabhupada didn't undergo any pain. Prabhupada said, I can never be touched by Maya. Maya cannot touch Prabhupada. So Prabhupada cannot experience any pain. Whatever he exhibited, that is for our teaching. And whatever pain he exhibited, that is his compassion. Pure devotee and Krishna, they only have pain of compassion. When they see conditioned souls, Bahirmukha Jiva, the conditioned soul who are going away from Krishna or not turning face towards Krishna, then a pure devotee has pain in their heart. So this is the situation. Now let us see the situation of a conditioned soul in the material world. So conditioned soul also desires. That is the only one thing a living entity has, is desire. Whatever we have in our position is our desire. And based on our own desire, we will proceed. So, but in material world, what happens when we desire something doesn't get fulfilled? Sometimes it gets fulfilled, and that a conditioned soul thinks that because I desired and I worked hard with my all intelligence and capacity and ability and talent and skills, that is why the result came. This is the bigger illusion. When a living entity, he achieves something in the material world, he thinks it is my own achievement. So when he desires, even sometimes the desires are manipulated by the modes. Like you will not find a beggar on the streets in small villages having the desire to go and study in MIT or having the desire to go and go on the moon. Whereas astronauts who study, they have the desire to go to the moon. So even desires of a living entity are kind of directed as per the modes, and these modes he has acquired because of his own previous karma. It is very subtle science. It's very bewildering. Even to understand, it's not very easy to understand these things. What we desire is also based on, previous actions. Or you have to have that sukriti to desire something. But even if he desires, the living entity he desires, it cannot be fulfilled because he is not independent. Remember, we use this word supremely independent for Krishna, and we use this word supremely independent for devotees who are pure devotees. The devotees in the spiritual world and pure devotees who come to this world to preach. Rest, all of us are not independent. What to talk about using this word called supremely independent? We are not independent at all. Prabhupada says, little bit freedom is no freedom. Little independence is no independence. So we don't have any independence. This is the difference. So a person who has taken birth, a soul who has taken birth as a hog, and Krishna appearing as Varaha Dev, there's a difference. The two difference, definitely we'll discuss about the form. One is spiritual, one is material. But we are talking about Krishna is appearing on his own will. And that's why Krishna says, Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam. Because I appear on my own will, so my birth is transcendental, because nobody in the creation appears on his own will. Only Krishna. And whatever actions I do, they are all, you know, are completely in control by me. And Krishna is Supreme Lord, so his birth and his activities are also transcendental because he himself is transcendental. Just by knowing that, Arjuna, you can come back to me, never to return to this material world again. Many people write autobiographies. Many people write biographies. We read. When I came to ISKCON, like, you know, 13, 14 years back, I still remember I was reading this biography of Sam Walton. You know, Walmart. I was you know, a student of MBA and all that, and I read about Jack Welch. And then I was reading Sam Walton, his, I don't remember, autobiography or biography. I read many biographies and autobiographies. It appears very interesting. Very interesting, with a life history. You know, like Hitler's autobiography, then there was Lee Iacocca, and so many other people. But then one devotee, when I came, I started chanting few rounds, then one devotee came. He said, Prabhu, you're reading, very nice. Try reading about Srila Prabhupada, his biography. And he gave me this smaller version of Prabhupada's biography. And you see the interest, the thrill in Prabhupada's biography is amazing. So the activities, you know, people, they want to talk about themselves or someone, right? But you see their activities, they're all controlled. They're not independent. And by reading, you know, someone may read a lot of autobiographies and biographies. By reading, what benefit we get? Nothing. We only become envious. Sometimes we take inspiration. I'm talking about materialistic people take inspiration from autobiographies and biographies, but most of the time they're envious. The foundation of material is envy. But Krishna's biography or autobiography, whatever it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, the pastimes of Krishna, they destroy the envy within our heart. Rather, for Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, it is for the devotees who are nirmatsaranam, who are devoid of envy, this Bhagavatam, they can relish this Bhagavatam. Paramhamsa devotees, Paramhamsa Samhita, Srimad Bhagavatam. But still, we, although we are conditioned soul, even when we are reading, we are getting so much benefit and we can relish these pastimes, so wonderful. And now, after 2 days, the month of Kartik is starting, the most wonderful for all devotees, one of the most favorite months for all devotees. And so many pastimes of Krishna, so many pastimes of Krishna took place in this month of Kartik. The whole month devotees will be discussing about Damodar Leela and even Radha Kund appear in this month of Kartik. So many different Leelas they will discuss, they will visit different holy places in Vrindavan. If someone they can't visit, they will talk about Vrindavan. So Krishna's pastimes are like nectar, even conditioned soul can relish. It works in two ways. For conditioned soul, they get cured of their disease and they can little bit relish. And for the pure devotees, they don't have any disease of material world, but they relish Krishna's pastimes. They relish Krishna's pastimes. Newer and newer pastimes of, you know, pastime may be same, but the realizations, the relish is all new and new every day, every moment. Because Krishna is transcendental, Krishna is supremely independent. Everything he does is on his own will. So Krishna appearing as a hog, as Vara avatar, or in the form of horse, or in the forms of swan, any form, he appears on his own will. So it doesn't matter which form. He can take any form he likes. That's like a plaything for Krishna. When Varadev appeared, because Mother Earth was, thrown inside the water by Hiranyaksha. So Brahma was meditating, and from Brahma's nose, one small thumb-like creature came. And even Brahma got bewildered. What is this coming from my nose? Even Brahma didn't realize what is coming from my nose. Only when there's this thumb-like creature, he started expanding, and unlimited expanded. Then the Brahma and Saptarishis and others could realize that he is Lord Vishnu. That is how Krishna is independent. Even if Krishna is here in Dwarka, Krishna was there in Dwarka, Uddhav is saying to Vidura that Dwarka was so unfortunate. Krishna is living with them, but they don't know that he is the Supreme Lord. What a misfortune. But that was Krishna's way. Krishna does not want to reveal. So that is also independence. Krishna is standing in front of us, but he will not reveal. We cannot understand. Rather, on the contrast, a conditioned soul is completely conditioned and completely controlled. And the form is given. Krishna takes the form. We are given the form. Krishna decides who will be my mother, who will be my father. We don't decide. Krishna decides his own beauty, his own form, his own opulence, his place of birth, his pastimes. We just go like the time passes and we are just, like the straw in the waves and the river is just flowing. You would have heard this. Many people, they say that, I take the life as it comes. I take the life as it comes. I face the life as it comes. Yeah, what else can you do anyways? And these people think that we are big, smart, intelligent people, and we give such kind of answers. Many people say like that. Anyways, what you can do? You have to face life as it comes. You cannot do anything. So better face it. They cannot even face it. Only a devotee, only a sadhaka, whose philosophy is very clear, who understands all this Siddhanta, he can face the life as it is. Because he knows why things are happening. He knows why he is suffering. He knows why this happiness comes in his life. And then Prabhupada is talking about Mayavadi. These Mayavadis think that Krishna is taking different forms is Maya, because he is taking temporary form. First of all, none of the Krishna's form is temporary. Krishna appears as Narasingha, Krishna appears in spiritual world, he does not appear like Narasingha. He is like Lord Vishnu with four hands, his name is Narasingha. In spiritual world, why he has to appear like half man, half lion? That's only in material world. But even material world is eternal, and Krishna's leela, somewhere or the other, on one planet or the other, in one universe or the other, is eternally going on. Srila Prabhupada writes in 4th canto of Bhagavatam that Pandavas always eternally reside in material world. They don't go to spiritual world. Imagine what is the position of Pandavas. We are desperate to go to spiritual world. Pandavas always in material world, always. But eternally, because they are with Krishna, they are actually in eternal spiritual world only. Material world is also eternal, it's playfully. So once one devotee asked Prabhupada, why did Krishna create a material world? And Prabhupada said, for enjoyment. And this devotee was like blissful, smiling. Well, new devotees, Krishna has created this material world for enjoyment, and immediately thought, it's for my enjoyment. He smiled. Prabhupada could understand. Then Prabhupada added, for Krishna's enjoyment. So this material world also for Krishna's enjoyment. It's Krishna's playground. Because Krishna is transcendental, wherever he goes, it's spiritual world, it's Vrindavan. And this Mayavadis, they say that Krishna takes the form and he takes the form within the control of Maya. When Krishna takes any form, Parabrahma, where this Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya, so when this Brahma, Parabrahma, when he takes the form in the material world, he actually is entangled by modes. Avajananti mam moda, manushim tanum ashritam. Krishna says they are moda, because they think I am manushya. I have taken manushim tanum ashritam, I have taken shelter of this human body. So it's not like that. And very logical, our acharyas have put, if he is Parabrahm, how can he be controlled by his own energy? Maya. How can Krishna, who is master of Maya, Maya Dakshana Prakriti Suyate Sacharachara, Devi Aisha Gunamai, Mama Maya Duratya, Krishna is saying it is my Maya, it's my energy, this energy is working under my supervision, my direction. How can Krishna, the boss, the supreme boss, can actually be controlled by the subordinate? Doesn't fit into logic. Then people say, oh, you people worship Krishna and Shiva and Ganesha and Brahma and Indra, all they are like human forms, because you are human beings, so you have God like human. So in the dog community they have God like dog, in the elephant community they have elephant like God. It's not like that. It is not that because we are human beings, we have two hands, we have two eyes, we have two nostrils, two ears, one mouth and all that, so we have thought on our own whimsical platform, thought of some form of God, which is Krishna. It is the other way around. Krishna is like that, the way he is, and he has given human beings a form which looks like him. So that is, it's not that, you would have heard this argument, oh, you worship Krishna because, Krishna has two hands and all that, you have made the form out of your own concoction because you are human being. No. And because Krishna is like that, Krishna made us looking similar to me, so that we can practice bhakti and connect with Krishna. So because there are so many unlimited expansions, avatars of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives a analogy. He says, like the waves in the ocean, they're unlimited. You see, 24 hours the waves are there in the ocean. So similarly, unlimited incarnations. Now Narada Muni is saying, meditate on the past time. Now, when Dhruva was there, not many incarnations of Lord had appeared. Vishnu Jagadhatri. In future also they'll appear. Because it's like a circle. They keep on appearing. So, then he says, so Narada Muni is saying, you should meditate on the past tense of the Lord. Now obviously Prabhupada focuses more on chanting, but nonetheless, these past times also help. I was just giving a class in the afternoon. I was talking to some group of students. They're all devotees. I was telling them that, you know, sometime we are working outside. They said, Prabhuji, we are working outside. We get sometime bewildered seeing the form of, you know, the opposite sex. So how? I said, then what we can do, we are chanting anyways. Chanting is very powerful. But we are still on the, you know, what you're reading, no? 10 offenses. Our chanting is more, you know, offensive chanting. So we're not yet clear. So then I said, then we can meditate on different pastimes of Lord. Huh? Krishna Leela, Ram Leela, Chaitanya Leela, even Prabhupada Leela I was talking like. If you just read Prabhupada Leela Amrit, you see, my Lord, what kind of adventurous, you know, life of Prabhupada. And what is happening around him. So thrilling. Immediately our consciousness will go and get stuck there. And then we read different incarnations of Krishna. We read and hear. And today is also Prabhupada saying, Shravanam Kirtanam. So read and hear about Krishna and different incarnations, their past tense, our mind will get stuck. Again and again, again and again, we have to do reading and hearing. Not by once. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. And even Vaishnava songs by our acharyas. So beautiful songs. So deep meaning. All the scriptures are given in simple language in the form of songs, bhajan. Anyone is getting distracted lot because of material things, he should sing or learn bhajans and keep, you know, singing all through the day. They have deep meanings. So this also helps us. Why Prabhupada opened temple and install deities? He should have just opened temple, some brahmachari ashram, grahastha ashram, okay, there's a hall, put one candle and all devotees chant Hare Krishna and go and preach. Why deities? Deity worship is not recommended in this age. I mean, it's not banned, it's not recommended for this yuga. But why Prabhupada gave that? You just imagine your own temple, whichever you are connected, and you imagine the temple complex without the deities. It looks so empty, shallow. Deities are the center of attraction. And all the activities in the temple are surrounding and around deities only. Why Prabhupada gave? His Holiness Japataka Swami Maharaj was asked this question. So he replied, long back, he replied that we are deeply Mayavadis. We are very deeply impersonalist. Staying in this material world, we have become impersonalist. By worshipping the deities, by looking, by observing the aratis, by serving deities, by cooking for them, by washing the vessel, by washing the temple hall, all these activities will remove this effect and covering, thick layer of covering of impersonalism. And the real nature, which is Nitya Krishna Das, that will come. And so easy to connect with form. I mean, definitely first is name, and name only will reveal the form. But it becomes very easy. many devotees in ISKCON have connected, have been connected to ISKCON by books, but many got connected seeing the beautiful form. So many people come, they see the form, and so much blessings. So Srila Prabhupada gave different pastimes and different temples, different deities, and all deities have different names. One person was asking, you have all the deities all over the world and everywhere Krishna has a different name, but Radharani has the same name. Even Radharani, Prabhupada could have given, but just to make, but every deity is given different name. And names of Krishna are based on pastimes. Krishna does whatever activity that is called pastime, and based on that pastime, he gets a name. So that is why it is very easy for us to hook our consciousness in Krishna by reading and hearing different pastimes. And that's what, like, Damodar month is coming. After 2 days, you will be singing this Damodar Ashtakam. And he says this, Satyavrata Muni, I don't want anything. I just want to always see your form of Damodar tied with this Ukhal by Mother Yashoda. I don't want liberation. Even this, in Chaitanya Leela, there's one devotee who was there, Kolavecha Sridhar. Mahaprabhu is saying, what do you want? He says, you birth after birth, let me be in material world, I don't mind, but you come to my shop. I want to see you. So different forms, different pastimes of Lord. Imagine in our conditioning state, when we read and hear these pastimes, we become so thrilled. And it gives a very deep impression on our consciousness. What about those devotees who are completely pure, and when they hear these pastimes? That's why when Gadadhar Pandit, he used to read Bhagavatam, he couldn't read Bhagavatam. Because the moment he starts reading Bhagavatam, the tears will roll down his eyes and cheeks and fall on the pages of Bhagavatam. It was very difficult for him to read, especially after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. Very difficult for him. He can't read. The moment he starts Bhagavatam, he starts crying. So this is very important. We should read and hear about different pastimes of Lord. And Bhagavatam has all that. That means read Bhagavatam, read Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then Prabhupada says about chanting. Because right now we are chanting 16 rounds every day from years, we can still somehow technically, scientifically, logically and philosophically we can try to understand some pastimes. Why Prabhupada is not encouraging? Because many people, they just read, and especially the Asa Leela, and then become, they are already Mayavadis and Sahityas, and they go deep in the hellish consciousness. That's what Prabhupada is saying. First you chant Naam, then Roop, then Guna, and then Leela. It will manifest. It will be revealed in the heart. So that's why Prabhupada says, you chant Hare Krishna. That is recommended in the scriptures for us. So when we chant, we get some purification. And after a few years, it's not that Prabhupada is saying that we should not read Bhagavatam. We should not read about different pastimes. No. But chanting is most important. So we chant our rounds. The first thing Prabhupada says, of all the instructions of spiritual master, the first instruction which we should fulfill is chanting our prescribed number of rounds. The first thing we do in morning. It's not that morning we wake up, we take bath and read for Bhagavatam 2 hours and then somewhere in the daytime we chant. That's not recommended. For us, recommended is chant first And then definitely read also. Prabhupada said at one place, read 1 hour Bhagavatam, minimum, 1 hour books. Some places Prabhupada said, you, every day, everyone, all these con devotees, they should read 2 to 3 hours. Where are we able to read 2 to 3 hours? At least 1 hour we should read. It will, you know, hook our consciousness in Krishna Leela. And even though living in this material world, dealing with materialistic people, in office, in school, in college, our consciousness in the back of the mind will be hooked up by those pastimes of Krishna. And then very easily, we can connect everything with Krishna, everything. Like, Prabhupada could connect this airport in Chicago. You might be knowing the airport in Chicago name, O'Hare. And Prabhupada said, O Hare. He immediately remembers Srimati Radharani. Because his consciousness is completely hooked in Krishna Leela. He could immediately connect it. When he saw in Washington, he saw this White House and he says, oh, your American capital is very beautiful. We should have a temple like this, like these domes in Mayapur. And that's why you see Mayapur temple is coming. Looks like, you know, White House, the domes. Even the dome is in a Vedic architecture, but Prabhupada took the idea from White House. He could see everything in connection to Krishna. So by Naam, by Rupa, by Guna, by Leela, and somehow the other, by hook or by crook, let's hook our consciousness, connect our consciousness more and more, deeper and deeper to Krishna. And then there is no problem. Whether you are in material, then we'll come to the stage, you know, mama janmani janmani. Whether I'm in material world or spiritual world doesn't matter. Just give me a service. Rupa Goswami says, like a miser businessman, he earns so much money, still he's always, he's never satisfied, he wants more money. He is still not satisfied. You give him more. You give entire wealth of Indra. He is not satisfied. He wants more. He is never satisfied. Srila Rupa Goswami is praying, my Lord, when will I come to the stage when I will never be satisfied by chanting the holy name? And there is a different kind of dissatisfaction. Because once our consciousness becomes purer, we chant and chant and chant and never to be satiated. Never to be satisfied. We want to chant more. Rupa Goswami says, what this 2 ears and one tongue can do? I want billions of ears to hear the holy name and billions of tongues to chant the holy name. So somehow or the other, let us work and get connected to Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. That was pranam Prabhuji. All good is to pray. Prabhuji, I had one question. Can I ask?
Yes, sir.
Prabhuji, it is related to Dhruv Maharaj pastime. So, like Dhruv Maharaj got angry because all that incident that happened, and then he went to search for God. So similarly, can we also think like that if we get offended in some way, we do tivra bhakti, and you know, and then ultimately, instead of finding the goal for which we got offended, we rather land up, you know, having more devotion to Krishna. So is that okay, or we cannot compare
yes.
Guru Maharaj pastime with ourselves?
All the negative situations in your life, you should see it is coming as karma, and you should turn those negative situations for positive. It's like someone's humiliate you, some devotees humiliate you. Then it's our own karma. But then take that in a positive way and you reflect. Anyways, what I have?
He has humiliated. Actually, he has humiliated less. I have more disqualifications.
Correct. But if Dhruva Maharaj would have thought
so
like
that,
that
is how we can connect. But Tivra Bhakti is important, what you said. Tivra Bhakti is very important.
Right. But Prabhuji, if Dhruva Maharaj would have thought like that, oh, it's my karma, like that, you know, he would have never gone to the forest and did tapasya.
See, it's not that he didn't know, because he knew that. That's what his mother told, that what can be done. When Dhruva came to his real mother, she said that what can be done, your father loves your stepmother more than me, that means that is karma. But what you can do is, if you want bigger things, you go to Vishnu. I'm not saying that you accept karma and just be, you know, okay, nothing doing. No, Tivrena Bhakti Yoga has to be done. But we have to also understand that, you know, whatever is happening wrong in my life, it is my karma. Sometime what will happen if you will not accept the karma part? Tivrena, you'll run around here and there. But eventually we may see that, you know, we are still dissatisfied. Because sometimes what happens, our karma comes, our bad karma, the fruits comes continuously for some time. Yeah, okay, once or twice something happened, 1 or 2 days, no problem. But every day for 1 month, 2 months, negative things are coming. We have to understand that why this is coming. And then based on that, you do Tivrana Bhakti Yoga. What is the problem? We cannot just say that, oh, no, let me close my eyes to karma, and if I'll know that this is karma, I'll be, what do you use that word, complacent. I'll become very complacent. No, here the point is not about complacency. When you use this word tivrena, there's no scope of complacency. And this does not mean when you understand the concept of karma, you become complacent. All our scriptures, all the acharyas, they know what. All the people, you know, like only 50 years back, if you go, everyone in India knew this is karma. Still people talk about this is karma, what can be done. That does not mean that we become complacent. Just to become Tivrena, we cannot bypass the philosophy. So accept the philosophy and then do Tivrena Bhakti Yoga. Am I going on the right path? Is this what your question is? What I'm trying to give answer?
Yes. Yes, Prabhuji, I'm able to understand half part. Just other half part, I want to clarify. So, you mean
yes.
Whoever has offended us, we should not be envious or try to be in a challenging mode, but rather do Tivrena Bhakti, thinking that, you know, we have to because it is of our karma, right?
You know, shall I tell you one secret?
Yes, please.
I'll tell you one secret. We try to work on the quality. I don't want to be envious. I don't want to be lusty, I don't want to be greedy, I don't want to, you know, act negatively. But these are all consequences of our own consciousness. This is nothing but the reflection of our own consciousness. So rather than thinking, oh, I'm very envious, let me become non-envious. You cannot become non-envious just by eating one pill. There's no pill in America, I hope. You take one pill from the medical store and, oh, I'm non-envious. Take another pill, oh, I'm not greedy now. No, it is our consciousness which is reflecting. The question which you are asking, this is nothing but the reflection of your consciousness at that moment. So whatever we speak, it's our own consciousness. So what we have to do, bhakti, by sadhana bhakti, we have to go and purify the consciousness. And rest, don't worry about the qualities. It's not that we are envious, we are lusty, we are greedy, we are angry, and in 1 month or 2 months or 6 months I can, you know, overcome. No, it's very deep. The consciousness is contaminated. So let us purify the consciousness. A very beautiful lecture Prabhupada was saying in Bhagavad Gita class, he said that Krishna's responsibility is to protect you. It's not your responsibility to protect you, even from anartha. Your responsibility is to please Krishna by practice of sadhana bhakti. You please Krishna by practice of sadhana bhakti, Krishna will do his part of protecting you. This is called dharma rakshati rakshata. You protect dharma, dharma will protect you. So rather than working on the qualities, we work on the purification of consciousness by now with abhakti. Once the consciousness gradually gets purified, your behavior, the words, the selection of your words, your anarthas, the tendency to offend, all will go down. Your chanting will become, you know, more pakka. Your morning program will, if everything will work, just work on the consciousness. We work on the quality, that is wrong. That's not the way to approach. It's like, you know, consciousness is the root. Because consciousness got contaminated when we came to material world. So we have to purify that. That is the root. We don't go to every fruit and leaf and branch. We just go to the root. And if the consciousness is contaminated and a person is a sadhaka is trying to externally behave non-envious, he cannot behave non-envious for a long time. He will exhibit his envy because the consciousness has that element of envy. The foundation has that. You know, it's like if you have a tree which is a tamarind tree. It's a tamarind tree. You can purchase few kilos of mangoes from outside and go and tie the mangoes with tamarind tree. So those mangoes will also rot and the original fruit of the tree, tamarind, will come out because the foundation, the root is tamarind tree. So if the consciousness is contaminated, somewhere or the other it will get reflected. We are trying to cover it superficially, it will only frustrate us. So rather than covering superficially, we should obviously behave in a way, in a Vaishnava way, following the Vaishnava Sadhacha. But we should also parallelly, Prabhupada has given us the process to purify the consciousness. You see the morning program, evening program, everything, which purify the consciousness. And once the consciousness is purified, then everything else will come. You don't have to work separately.
Okay. Thank you, Puri.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. I have two questions, Prabhu. First I can go with. Yeah, initially, I mean, when the class started, you told that. So, I mean, we cannot concentrate on the form of the Lord, and then we have to chant Hare Krishna. I mean, maybe I heard correctly or not, Prabhu. So, is that if you are able to, I mean, concentrate on the name form of the Lord, so we don't need to chanting?
No, Prabhu, I didn't mean that. See, the main thing was that we have to do both because we are not perfect chanters. Our chanting is not perfect. Our absorption in Krishna Katha is also not perfect. We come in front of deities, it is not that the Ashrudhara, the tears are flowing from our eyes like rivers, Ganga and Yamuna. We are not perfect in any of the system. So we do little all Navavidha Bhakti. So if you can perfectly just chant, then you just sit in one place of the world and you chant. You don't need anything else. Because we cannot do that, then we have services, then we have Mangala Arti. We have deity worship, we have book distribution, we have read different books. Why Prabhupada wrote so many different books? He could have just given, okay, take Bhagavad Gita. Obviously, the another part is variety is mother of, you know, enjoyment of Krishna consciousness, all about variety. But also that our mind will not get fixed on one thing. It's jumping like a monkey from one branch to another. So we are not perfect in chanting, we are not perfect in deity worship, we are not perfect in doing anything. So then do little everything, it will support each other and somehow we will proceed further.
It's good, bro. So, yeah, it's good, bro. Understood. And then, yeah, next question, Prabhu. Devotees are supremely independent. So, yeah, on that, so suppose, I mean, whether do we want to the good or bad, if the will, I mean, if the Krishna sanctioned, then only it happens, right? How we can understand that the devotees are supremely independent?
See, when we talk about devotees, when we say word devotee, it means pure devotee.
Yes.
It does not mean practicing sadhakas like us. We don't come in the category of devotees. In one way, yes, but when Prabhupada writes in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, when we use this word devotee, it means pure devotee. So pure devotee is actually, and now you see this relationship between Krishna and pure devotee. Pure devotee is completely controlled by Krishna. And Krishna is completely controlled by pure devotee.
Mm.
Yes, you heard both?
Yes, yes, true.
Now which is true?
Yeah, both are true, bro.
Yeah, because the consciousness is merged. The body is not merged, the soul is not merged with super soul. But the consciousness of a pure devotee and consciousness of Krishna is merged. So even the thought which will come in pure devotee's heart is not different from the thought which will come in Krishna's heart. Because the consciousness is same. That's how it works.
Good, bro. Thank you, bro.
Arich.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for the beautiful Prabhu, I had a very basic question. When you were talking about Krishna leaving a material body to bewilder the atheist, is it there in some commentary or something? How do I find it?
Yeah, it is there. You read 11th canto, I hope you will find there, because I think I read in 11th canto there is one chapter, Krishna.
Yes, Prabhu.
There are two chapters. The first chapter, lot of commentaries of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur,
mm-hmm.
about Krishna's disappearance and Dwarkavasi's disappearance. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, he goes in detail. And the last chapter of 11th canto is about disappearance of Krishna. There in the commentaries you will find that, in the Acharya commentary.
Mm-hmm.
And Prabhupada also in many of his lectures he says it. I quoted Prabhupada. I said Prabhupada says in one of the lectures that if Krishna can create 8.4 million species of life and forms, why cannot Krishna create one for himself? Krishna left body just to bewilder the atheist. This is one of the lectures of Prabhupada.
Oh, lecture.
In the folio.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, it's already...
Prabhuji, pranam, August, Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I have a question. Like you were saying, Pandavas are not in the spiritual world, they are eternally in the material world.
Yeah, fourth canto, Srila Prabhupada says that. I'm not saying.
Okay.
But I said that wherever Pandavas are there, Krishna is always them with them. And where Krishna and Pandavas are there, that is actually a spiritual world.
Yeah. So, Prabhuji, like, means how come it is possible Pandavas don't go to...
How come it's not possible, you tell me. That means we are saying there is something which is not possible for Krishna. It takes time to digest. What is Krishna's eternal form in the spiritual world, in Goloka Vrindavan?
Krishna.
Shamsundar, 16-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Yes? What about Nandalal, Bal Gopal?
Baby Krishna.
Baby Krishna, where is he?
He is in Goloka.
Yeah, but Goloka Krishna's form is 16-year-old boy. Yeah, so Krishna is mysterious. Krishna's activity we should just accept and believe. Why Krishna did that, at least devotee should not ask. That is how Krishna works. Anyone else for question?
Prabhuji, Hare Krishna, please accept me. Prabhuji, so just to continue on that question which you asked, my understanding was, you know, there are so many different universes within the material world, and Krishna, Leela about as a baby Krishna, and everything is always happening simultaneously at some point, some places. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking the answer to the earlier question was the pastimes of being a child is in material world, not in spiritual world.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct, Prabhuji?
What was your last point? Can you repeat?
Yeah. So the pastimes of being a baby, a child, and baby Krishna, all those pastimes, they're all always happening in material world, not in the spiritual world.
Yes. Okay. See, Krishna is there in spiritual world also, obviously. But when you see the pastimes, like, demons coming in Krishna Leela, that pastimes only happen on the earthly planets in different universes. In the Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna also there in Balagopal form, but Yashoda is there. Anxiety is also there. See, Yashoda's love is exhibited in terms of anxiety. So anxiety of Yashoda is there in the eternal spiritual world also. But they're not demons. How can a demon come, in spiritual world? How can Agasur, Bakasur, Putana, Sakatasur, all these will come? They're not existing. They're existing only here. Like Narsingadev is there in the spiritual world. But Hiranyakashipu is not there. He is the Jaya Vijaya form. So demons are not there. But in eternal Goloka Vrindavan also, Krishna has Bal Leela. But his main Leela is obviously Kaishwarya Leela. His 16-year-old and few months, that is his form. And when you go there, you can understand more. And email it to me also, the details with photographs. I'll send you my email ID.
Thank you, Ruchi. Krishna.
Okay, we'll stop here.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Thanks to Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.